The new movie Dreamgirls, based on the 1981 Broadway musical, got 5 Golden Globe nominations yesterday. In most of the country, it opens Christmas Day, but to burnish the film's luster for award season, it opens in exclusive roadshow engagements today in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Roadshow means reserved seating and souvenir programs, just like live theater. Also, a higher ticket price. Bob Mondello says the hype is a bit much, but the movie is a crowd pleaser.
The one thing that everyone said about Dreamgirls on stage was that it felt cinematic. So here it is in the cinema, and you know what? It's pretty cinematic. The danger, of course, was that as a backstage story about The Dreams, a 60s girl group a lot like Diana Ross and the Supremes, what had been cinematic on stage would turn stagey on screen. The Broadway version used whirling turntables and curtains going every which way to give you the feel of swooping cameras. In the movie, director Bill Condon uses curtains and turntables too, but he actually has swooping cameras. So when, for instance, Pretty Dina, Silly Laurel, and Full-Figured Effie get hired to sing backup for a James Brown-style rhythm and blues singer, Eddie Murphy, who plays the singer, can sit down at a piano backstage full of charm.
The game of hits goes around and around. But you can
and when the tempo picks up, the camera can start moving.
Try that part right there, baby.
Round and around.
Make your way to the top.
Round and around.
Well, I knew you had it.
And then some curtains fly sideways and the camera swivels hard and they're all in costume before a cheering crowd. The energy is so high in sequences like this, and there are lots of them, that it almost doesn't matter that we've kind of seen this story before in Ray and other film biographies about the heartbreak of musical stardom. Of course, biographies are tied to real people and specific heartbreak, whereas Dreamgirls is free to invent things. And what it's invented, besides a Motown milieu just far enough removed from reality to avoid lawsuits, is a showbiz icon, the talent that gets stepped on everyone else's way to the top. Jennifer Hudson plays Effie, a big-boned, enormous-voiced dream girl who gets replaced both on stage and in the bed of her lover by prettier, slimmer Dina, played by Beyoncé Knowles. Dina's graceful and can sing, but she and everyone else are blown off the screen when Effie cuts loose in the anthem that has always been this show's highlight. Now, lyrics notwithstanding, Effie is going. In the second half, she becomes secondary for long enough that you have time to realize how conventional the Dreamgirls story is. The director's transitions and swooping camera work are still amazing, as are the hairdos, fashion, and decor. And if the music isn't quite 60s Motown, it certainly pumps up energy levels. But Jennifer Hudson is why you're there, and at the preview I attended, when she said she wasn't going, a movie audience that had watched her get booted from American Idol in real life and now from a fake singing group started cheering as if she were right there in the theater to hear them. This dream girl, it seems clear, is going to go wherever and whenever she wants. I'm Bob Mondello.
Bob Mondello reviews more new movies as part of our feature 5 for Friday at NPR.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.